Welcome to Busy Research, the podcast where business meets data and insights drive success. I'm your host, Vicki McCarthy, Director of the Center for Applied Business Research at Austin Peay State University. On this podcast, we get busy learning about how applied business research can improve business decision making. Welcome back to Busy Research. In today's competitive landscape, talent and development is more crucial than ever for multinational companies. Investing in employees' growth not only enhances their skills and capabilities, but also boosts employee engagement and retention. It fosters a culture of continuous learning and innovation, which is essential for staying ahead in a rapidly evolving global market. On this episode, we have special guest who is an expert in training and development. Joining us is Jen Kilman, a leading expert in HR and training management at Omron, a Japanese company that's an industry leader in automation, sensing, and control technology. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Vicki. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Can you tell our listeners more about Omron and your role in training and development across cultures?
Sure. So I am the Director of Talent Development for the Omron Americas region. And what that means is I handle all of our online training, our virtual training, as well as in-person training. And then I also manage our talent identification and succession planning for Canada, US, Mexico, and Brazil. So for me, it's actually a really exciting job because I get to basically talk to people all day long. I get to find out what are their career goals, and then how can the company help them when it comes to development.
So why is it essential for companies to invest in employees' growth and development?
It's a great question, Vicki. And the reason that this is such an important topic and an important area for companies to invest in is that the half-life of skills right now is so short, especially with digital technologies coming along, that the World Economic Forum actually states that the skills that we have today are going to be obsolete within the next 5 to 10 years. So it's very important that companies continue to develop skills with their employees, not only from the skill perspective, but it's also important because I'm sure you and your listeners have heard about that great resignation that happened after the pandemic. Well, part of that is because employees wanted to have more growth opportunities, more career opportunities. And this is one of the ways that a company can do that for their employees. So they're able to motivate, engage, and retain their employees all at the same time by helping them develop skills that the company already needs them to have.
Can you tell our listeners more about Omron and your role training and development across cultures?
Sure. We're a Japanese-owned company, so our corporate headquarters are actually out of Kyoto, Japan. And then as I mentioned, I work for Omron Management Centers of America. So it's like the holding company, if you will, for the Americas region. We have an OMCE for the EMEA region, OMCP for APAC, OMCK for Korea, OMCC for China, and then obviously also in, you know, our flagship, which is OMCJ, which is in Japan. And so one of the things that we have done over the recent years is we have created a network, if you will, a learning and development network with colleagues just like myself from all of those different regions. And what we do is we try to get together on a quarterly basis and look at how are each of our regions doing when it comes to different talent development programs, especially when we think about manager training, leadership training, as well as onboarding. How can we start to standardize some of those different programs? We also look at not only from a regional perspective, but what are some global programs that we can do that can really help standardize? And what I mean by that is when we look at competencies, so the behaviors and the skills that we've defined as a success profile, if you will, for our upcoming leaders, we want that to be consistent across all of the regions. So for example, if we have an employee in Amsterdam and they want to transfer to Japan, we want to make sure they're getting the same trip programs and those leadership competencies. So through this learning and development network, we're able to really look at how can we define those leadership competencies, and then how can we define those leadership development programs that will really help each of our employees develop those competencies. So that's one of the things that we do. And we also take a look at it from a talent identification and succession planning standpoint. Again, we want to make sure that as we're identifying those potential candidates for, you know, future leadership positions, are we developing them in the way that we need to, equipping them with the right skills, the right competencies, the right behaviors, and so forth. So those are some of the things that we do on a global level, in addition to what we're doing in each of the regions for, say, each of the different regional programs that we have.
Explain your role as Director of Talent and Development's relationship with other Omron subsidiaries in the Americas.
For the Americas, we actually have different subsidiary companies. We call them business companies, or BCs, if you will, that they offer different products to consumers, to the business world. And so as the holding company, as part of OMCA, we are shared services. And so OMCA consists of legal, finance and accounting, IT, HR. And so with that, we support all of the different subsidiaries within Omron. It's the best way to look at it is we're a center of excellence. And so what we are trying to do is we are trying to standardize best practices. And so by having this format, this operating format, we are able to provide those best practices for the companies so that they don't have to go to, say, an outside training company to buy, you know, for example, training off the shelf. So not only are we giving them best practices, but we also have the opportunity then to really Omronize it, if you will. So we can customize it so it really fits what Omron is looking to do. Sometimes we will offer the training where we will have people from each of the different business companies in that training. And I will say the great thing about having that opportunity, they get to network. They get to learn what are the other businesses doing. What are their best practices? If we run into similar situations or similar problems, they can offer each other advice on that. Now, other times we may offer a training and it's specific to one of the businesses because there's a specific need that they have. So we do have that opportunity to be able to do both of those. Now, when we look at that then from a global perspective, what we can do is kind of going back to, you know, that last question in terms of really standardizing it then across the entire company from a global perspective.
That's great. Can you share a specific success story that you are particularly proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I will say one of the top success stories that stands out is one of our global programs that we have. And it's a global training program that is delivered at the regional level. So what I mean by that is we created it in this learning and development network of the global colleagues. We created the content, but we left that ability for each region to deliver the program, and they could kind of customize it to their region based on the needs. And this is a training program that was for it's for individuals who are not managers yet. However, we see that potential for them to potentially, you know, move into that management level. And the success that we have had from that is that when we track the number of individuals we've been able to promote from that program, and then they're promoted into a manager level position, it has been great success. So not only are we promoting from within, so we have some internal mobility going on there, We're also reducing the number of external hires that we have for those managerial positions. And it can help us from a recruiting cost savings, as well as we're promoting people into that manager position who already has OMRON knowledge. So the time that it takes to be able to ramp that person up to be familiar with the policies and the procedures takes a lot less time than if we had to hire someone externally to fill that manager position. And so the ROI on that has been huge for us.
I love that success story. So how are you tracking the return on investment from the initiatives in terms of key performance indicators and KPIs?
So we use a lot of different HR metrics and different KPIs to really be able to show the value in the ROI of our talent development programs. So anytime that we create a program, we try to identify what are going to be the critical skills that we need the individuals to be able to show once they've completed the program. And then we will start to develop some KPIs from that. So some of the ones that we have used are for our leadership development programs. Some of the different KPIs we use are retention rate. So after they go through the program, are they able to engage and motivate their team better with new leadership skills so that individuals don't leave their team? We look at promotion rates. How many of the people who go through the different programs are promoted within the organization to a higher level position or even even a position that would be more of a lateral move, but to give them more experience, say in a different functional area. We look at the number of IDPs or individual development plans that are being created, because what that shows us is that employees are engaged with their career and they're creating development plans to see what skills do they need to learn in order to continue to grow within OMRON. The other things that we do when it comes to the analytics and the data is for each of our business companies, we create what we call a talent scorecard. And what the talent scorecard is it's a snapshot, if you will, of those critical behaviors that the business has identified as part of their business strategy and how we have been able to align the talent strategy with the business strategy. So this really can go back and show our business leaders the value that HR is bringing to the business. So whether it's with our leadership development programs, whether it's part of our engagement survey, you know, how happy are our employees working within OMRON, whether it's part of our talent acquisition in terms of, you know, our time to fill ratios, it could also be exit interview scores or 90-day onboarding survey scores. So we try to capture all of that information so that we can really show the businesses how HR is at the forefront of helping them drive the business strategy.
So at the beginning of this conversation, you mentioned the great resignation that occurred after COVID-19. Another phenomena that businesses experienced is or are still experiencing, is what has been coined quiet quitting or a perceived lack of engagement among some employees. What initiatives has OMRON undertaken to increase employee engagement as well as employee satisfaction?
That's another great question because there's so many different initiatives that you can do to help address that motivation, engagement, and retention, or like you said, you know, to help reduce that quiet quitting. So some of the different programs that we are implementing, first of all, a mentoring program. We are really trying to pair individuals with, you know, those mentors who can help guide them and give them that advice when it comes to career advancement, career development. Could even be from a technical aspect. Most of our mentoring programs, though, evolve around more career development to be able to get that advice to grow to that next level. Another one that we do is we have a women's leadership program, which we offer to all of the females within the Americas region to really give them a safe space to be able to develop those leadership skills so we can continue to see more and more women continue to move into those managerial roles. Another thing that we do is we are looking at, again, that succession planning stage. So how do we start to develop individuals? What are their development plans and how do they want to grow? And how will that align with the positions we're going to need filled in the upcoming years as people retire, as people continue to grow in their own careers, and then there'd be a gap. So how can we help fill that for the succession planning standpoint with the different individual development plans? We also are in the process of creating a formalized internal mobility program. So most companies have some type of an internal mobility. And what I mean by that is you have someone and they get promoted to, say, the next level. That's internal mobility. What we are trying to do, though, is really formalize that process and really look at how can we impact that internal mobility and how can we help control that better, if you will, so that we have more internal candidates than external candidates. Because as I mentioned before, when we have an internal candidate who moves into that position, it takes a lot less time for them to become productive in the role. They're already familiar with Omron policies and procedures. And so we tend to see that they're more successful in that role when they're moved internally. So one of the things that we're looking at for an internal mobility program is how can we help people develop different skills? How can we help them, whether it's job shadowing, whether it's, you know, experiencing other positions, maybe in a lateral move? So we're really looking at how can we formalize that internal mobility program so we can really start to see those internal movements. And then going back to those talent scorecards and the metrics, that would be another metric then that we would want to be looking at in terms of how many promotions are we seeing from this? How many women leaders are we seeing move into managerial positions, as well as how many internal movements are we having compared to, say, external movements? Now, that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue recruiting for certain positions, but the more we can build up our talent within, the more opportunities we give our employees to feel that they have that growth opportunity and they can explore different opportunities and continue to grow within Omron.
It sounds like you have a lot of exciting programs going on Omron. Looking ahead, what do you see in the future of training and development for multinational companies? And how is Omron adapting to meet these needs?
Yeah, I just think a lot of it goes back to what we've talked about today. And it's that skill development, it's competency development, and it's being able to have those opportunities for employees to have those growth opportunities and to feel like they're able to continue to grow and develop new skills within their career. Because that's just, when you think about it from a digital perspective and digital transformation, the sky's the limit in terms of the different skills that people can continue to develop, as well as the different skills that are going to be needed, you know, in everyone's role, if you think about it, over the next 5 to 10 years, based on what's coming from a digital technology perspective.
So what I hear you saying is that skill development, competency development, and growth opportunities should be the top three priorities for not only companies, but also individual employees, especially as we see more need for digital skills. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners who are interested in human resources and talent development in multinational companies?
I have to tell you, I have been very, very fortunate. I have been with Omron for 9 years now, and I started as a training specialist. If you think about it, I created the department, and it has been amazing all the different opportunities I have had within this organization in continuing to develop the programs, develop the department, and also continue in my growth. And I share that because I think sometimes people feel like they get in one function or one department and that's where they have to stay. And I would say, you know, if there's new things that you want to tackle, talk to your manager, you know, talk to other individuals within the organization, because right now organizations need those digital skills and they need, you know, those different skills. And the biggest thing I would recommend to everyone is make sure you're creating an individual development plan. Make sure you are looking at how do you want to grow within the company, or even just on a personal perspective or a personal level. You know, one of the things that I think is important is for everyone to have that learning agility, if you will, to continue learning, whether it's reading books, whether it's watching webinars or looking for things online, or even just coaching or mentoring with someone. And the coaching and mentoring goes both ways. I will tell you, I have mentored individuals from Omron that I have learned so much from them that I feel like I've learned more from them than they have from me. And they were the mentee. So don't be afraid to try those different things just to see what do you like, what do you don't like. You know, maybe you always thought you wanted to work in this one area and then you try it and you're like, oh, that's just not for me. That's okay. And so make sure you continue to learn. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It could be, like I said, go to the library and check out a book, or look for some of the different free webinars that are available out there. There's a lot of learning opportunities if you're willing to go find them. So that would probably be my number one tip for anyone, is really sit down and think about how do you want to continue to grow.
Great advice, Jen, because what you're talking about is personal responsibility for one's own growth and development. I love that. Jen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today about your journey in developing a human resource center of excellence at Omron and investing in employee training and development. If our listeners want to learn more about you, where can they connect?
LinkedIn. I'm a big proponent on LinkedIn. And it's Kilman with one L. I joke that I don't kill man. It's K-I-L-M-A-N. But definitely reach out, connect with me on LinkedIn. You know, I'd love to get to know some of your listeners as well and see all the different things they have going on.
Great. Listeners can also find your LinkedIn information in the show notes. Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Busy Research. You enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. We'll catch you in the next episode of Busy Research. Until then, stay curious and busy.